Reading a juicy new memoir can be so much fun. It's like hearing amazing secrets from a brand new friend. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two memoirs from a pair of practiced authors. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Despite its title, Nancy Jo Sales' new book, Nothing Personal, is a very personal and also thoroughly researched memoir of dating younger men. I've been a fan of Sales since her two previous nonfiction books, The Bling Ring and American Girls, so figured if anyone could revive the tired online dating memoir category, it would be her. And I was right. In this warm, witty, and rigorously honest account, Sales takes us behind the scenes of her work as a journalist and filmmaker and her own experiences with Tinder. The most affecting of these involved a mostly irresistible, sometimes disappointing young man she calls Abel, 23 to her 49 when they met, with whom she remained involved for 4 years while both continued swiping and hooking up with others. The author, a single mom by choice, managed to keep her daughter Zazie in the dark about her love life, thank God for summer camp, and relied on a supportive network of friends and the proprietors of her neighborhood bar and cafe to help her keep some perspective on her experiences. Ironically, the same year she met Abel, Sales went to war with Tinder by publishing in Vanity Fair what was apparently the first article to criticize the app. The company fought back with a smear campaign, but Sales continued working and dating. The personal narrative is illuminated by often chilling research. There's a 2014 Harvard Business School study that should dispel any notion that millennial men see women as equals, and a 2019 survey that found 31% of the women reported being sexually assaulted or raped by someone they had met through an online dating site. Sales makes it abundantly clear that it's not pretty out there. But against all odds, this unsparing, must-read portrait of modern dating and sex is also a love story. Our second book is a new graphic memoir from the beloved Alison Bechdel, who wrote the best-selling memoirs Fun Home and Are You My Mother? Both earned rave reviews, with the former inspiring a Broadway musical that won 5 Tony Awards. Nonetheless, as we learn from her new book, The Secret to Superhuman Strength, there she was, in her mid-50s, asking herself, where has my creative joy gone? On one level, this book is about physical fitness, as the author recounts, from her birth to the present, the exercise fads that have swept the nation, from the guru worship of Charles Atlas and Jack LaLanne, through running, biking, hiking, feminist martial arts, yoga, and mountain climbing. Bechdel must be quite the iron woman because she excelled at almost every one of these. Yet the book is about a lot more than just exercise. Bechdel weaves in body image, her emerging gay consciousness, spiritual seeking, the transcendental movement in New England, and the life of Jack Kerouac, whom she made me care about all over again. As Elizabeth Weil put it in the New York Times, part of the pleasure of Bechdel's books is the conversation she's in with herself, all the layers, the drawings, the captions, the dialogue, the annotations of the world, the storyboards that move the narrative, the burbling monologue of her mind. This is a true delight of graphic literature, and nobody does it better. You'll feel as if you're peering through a plexiglass panel right into Bechdel's marvelous brain.
The books are Nothing Personal by Nancy Jo Sales and The Secret to Superhuman Strength by Alison Bechdel. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.